I was a member of the committee that wrote the Bush Report.
Yes.
I didn't play a very prominent part, and in fact, I was involved in recommendations that were rejected because they weren't bold enough. The medical committee. I was the lay member of the medical committee, and that committee was dominated by the physicians. They were all physicians except me, but the deans of the medical schools were all opposed to federal money coming to the medical schools and opposed to federal support of research generally. And I went along with this, not being experienced enough in the field of medicine. So, when the National Institutes, NIH, were set up in accordance with the Bush Report, but going much beyond what the Bush Report recommended, I began getting a good bit of money from NIH, too.